News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Health Minister Simon Harris is with us to talk about the referendum. But I'm sure, Minister, I know this this tragedy, this unfortunate woman is a constituent, or her parents are constituents of yours. I'm sure everyone in your constituency, like the rest of the country, is deeply, deeply shocked by the events of the last few days.
Yeah, absolutely, Shane. I mean, everybody in Enniskerry, Bray, right throughout the county, and indeed, as you say, the country is in a state of shock. Enniskerry is a beautiful, quiet village. Just at the foot of the Wicklow Mountains in my county, we have a situation here where two families have been left devastated. There's a real sense of numbness right across the county. I know there'll be a vigil this evening in Enniskerry where local people will come together to think of Justine and think of her family and show them support. And I do think, as Paul said earlier, I do think it's very important that we do respect their desire for privacy and let the facts emerge. I want to commend the local Gardaí. I know firsthand how hard they worked from the moment they were made aware of Justine's abduction to really try to bring a conclusion to it. And I'm only so sad that it wasn't a happier or more positive outcome. But everybody's in a deep state of shock, and everybody's thinking of Justine and her family, and indeed the family in Bray as well.
Okay, and thanks indeed for that, Minister. Let's talk about the abortion referendum on Friday. I'd like to, if it's okay with you, to look at it from the point of view maybe of those voters who are undecided, who are perhaps minded towards voting yes, who believe that the Eighth Amendment, that the abortion should not be dealt with in the Constitution, who have huge sympathy for people who are raped or cases of incest or fetal abnormality, but maybe have concerns about the knock-on effects of it. If we could look at it from that point of view. A couple of the concerns I've heard raised from people who are of that view. One is the issue of Down syndrome babies. Now, the Yes side has dismissed any suggestion that this should be an issue in the campaign. Is it not relevant, though, in this campaign?
Well, I think it's right and proper that people are asking the question, because I think your description is exactly accurate. I think most people in this country recognise that the status quo is not serving women or doctors well and is causing a lot of pain and suffering. And I think people in this country are compassionate. But you're right, people are grappling with this question and they want to be sure they make the right decision. What I can tell the Irish people very clearly is we have specifically excluded disability as a grounds for termination. That is different to the UK. So I see a lot of posters and a lot of what I would consider to be misinformation comparing this referendum with the situation in the UK. What we're proposing is vastly different to the UK. We exclude disability. Now, yes, it is true to say that you can screen for certain disabilities from about 9 or 10 weeks in pregnancy. And we've heard Masters of our Maternity Hospitals tell us that. But we've also heard them tell us that that is not the same as a diagnosis, and that you then have to wait a number of other weeks for a diagnosis. Now, as you know, we've put in place...
Did said 99% accuracy, 9 to 12 weeks.
And this specific advice given to parents, though, is not to make an irreversible decision on the basis of screening and to wait for a diagnosis. But I do have to say this. I really have to say this, because I don't believe, as an Irish person, as a person who knows many, many parents of children with disabilities, I don't believe that their love for their child with a disability equates simply to a couple of lines in Bunrocks and Heron. I think it is offensive and inaccurate to suggest that the only reason people go ahead with the pregnancy, even if their child has a disability, is because there's a couple of lines in the Constitution. It suggests that babies have to be protected from their mothers, and that's not, I believe, the experience.
No, that is a fair point, and that is a reasonable point. I suppose the counter argument people would say is, if you look at other countries where abortion is available, there is a very unpalatable reality, and that is that the vast majority of people who are told they are going to have a Down syndrome baby opt to have a termination, and that is the reality, and that's the point people are making.
And you can, I'm sure, quote countries to back up that argument. I can quote countries to dispute that argument, like the Netherlands.
Please do, yeah.
Like the Netherlands, in relation to children with Down syndrome being born in the Netherlands, despite having what is generally viewed as quite a liberal regime, much more liberal than the one we're planning on introducing here in this country. What we're planning on doing here in this country is putting a legislative framework around abortion to accept the reality that abortion is a reality for Irish women. 9 women a day are leaving our country. 3 women a day are taking the abortion pill. The Eighth Amendment was put in, I'm sure, for good reasons. It's hard for me to comprehend, because I wasn't born, let alone able to vote in 1983. Ireland is a vastly different place now.
It is.
And if people were voting then to stop abortion, it clearly hasn't worked. More than 170,000 women women have travelled from every county in Ireland. And I think it's really important in the last number of days, the final days of this campaign, that we have factual information. Disability is not a grounds in this country. We have made a conscious decision to exclude it. And I do think we should heed the advice of people like Down Syndrome Ireland, who have effectively said to both sides of the campaign, please don't use our children or citizens in this country with Down Syndrome as some sort of political leverage in your debate.
Okay, the other concern that I do hear raised from people who are maybe undecided is the issue about after 12 weeks. Well, the 12 weeks is a big issue. I think you've already explained why you've come to that conclusion. That's particularly the issue of the availability of unregulated abortion.
Yes,
pills.
And the issue of rape and incest. How do you actually prove rape? And how would you ask a woman who's already been traumatised by a brutal crime to have to prove she has been raped? That seems pretty grotesque to me. And I do note now in the final days of the campaign, some leading no campaigners saying, oh, sure, you could have done something different. Well, not one of them has brought forward an alternative proposal. I stood up in Dáil Éireann and Seanad Éireann and put forward a referendum bill where it was open to any TD or any senator to propose a different way, a different wording, an amendment. Not one amendment came forward because it's been 35 years to amend this and people have failed to do it because, quite frankly, the Constitution is not the right place.
Okay, beyond 12 weeks,
sure.
People are saying that on health grounds it will be possible to have an abortion. And people, again, I don't think unreasonably are saying that's exactly what people were told in Britain back in 1967. And they point out, I'm open to correction on this, but they argue 97%, for example, of abortions in the UK take place on the grounds of the mental health of the mother. And they're saying, OK, you have these rules, but within time, interpretations will vary. I know you have the two medical opinions, but that effectively it will be abortion on demand well beyond 12 weeks.
Well, I've never met a woman demanding an abortion. That's the first thing. I've met many women who've required one because of a crisis they found themselves in, but women don't go around demanding abortion. That's the sort of language that we do hear, sadly, from some of the leading no campaigners. What they're doing, though, is comparing apples with oranges. The health ground in Ireland is vastly different to the one in the UK. So abortion will be illegal in all circumstances beyond early pregnancy in this country, except where there is a serious risk to the harm or life of the mother. That serious risk to the harm to the health of the woman or her life will have to be certified, as you say, by two doctors, one of whom have to be an obstetrician, one of whom will have to be a specialist in the area where the woman's medical condition is. And also, remember, this is a woman who's wanted the pregnancy. This has gone well beyond 12 weeks. This is a woman who's desperately ill. It could be a woman like Savita, where sepsis has set in. It could be a woman who has serious diabetes and is about to go blind and lose her kidney functions. At the moment, we can't do anything to help those women other than say, here's a Ryanair ticket, here's an Aer Lingus ticket. So it's vastly different. In the UK, the grounds for health is much more vague. All you have to do is satisfy that your health is at greater risk not continuing the pregnancy than continuing the pregnancy or indeed
did it start out like that, I suppose, would
no,
be the question.
No, the law in Britain hasn't changed in 50 years. So you have...
The interpretation of the law, has
no,
that
I don't
changed?
Believe the interpretation of the law has changed. I believe the British law is much more expansive in this space. We have a very, very strict criteria and these are for women who are at serious risk to their health. They could go blind, they could lose their kidney function, they could ultimately die. And I don't believe it's appropriate that we put doctors in this appalling situation where they cannot intervene until the moment a woman is literally about to die.
Is that accurate to say literally about to die?
Well,
I mean, the law is pretty clear since the you passed the legislation.
Yeah. Pregnancy, yeah.
The law is pretty clear. If the life of the mother is in danger, then the doctor has the right to intervene.
Well, I sat yesterday at a press conference with Rona Mahoney on one side of me, the master of Holles Street National Maternity Hospital and the master of the Rotunda Hospital, Fergal Malone, on the other side. And I heard both of them talk about the concerns that their doctors experience in terms of determining what is a substantial risk to life. I want doctors, if it was my wife, my mother, somebody's daughter, somebody's niece, my sister, I want doctors to be able to intervene to save their health, to save their life without having to dust down Bunrocks na Héireann or dust down a piece of legislation from the Oireachtas. I want doctors to be able to do what we want them to do, to care for our women. But I also want to make sure that we do, of course, protect potential life. And that's why after 12 weeks, abortion will be illegal, except in those very serious circumstances.
Okay. Final question, because we do need to go. Are you optimistic? At the stage, the polls seem to be suggesting it will be a yes vote. Are you optimistic that your view will prevail on Friday?
I think it's going to be really tight. I think your description of this as an issue that people are grappling with and thinking through very, very carefully is absolutely accurate. I think it's going to be very tight. For those who want change, they have to come out and vote for it. Liking something on Twitter or Facebook's not a vote. We need people to turn out and vote on Friday.
Or wearing a t-shirt.
Or wearing a t-shirt or even a badge like I'm wearing. But remember, divorce only passed by just over one vote per ballot box in 1995. So often social referendum can be very, very close. And I really do appeal to people to come out and vote for change, because the status quo cannot continue. And we can't change anything as long as the Eighth Amendment remains in our constitution.
OK, Health Minister Simon Harris, thanks indeed for coming in to us.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.